Because you've been here now a week or so, getting ready for this, and you've seen the playbook. What you expected?
Yeah, it's everything I expected. It's a lot of the same plays that I ran in college with different terminology. So just trying to pick it up day by day and keep improving.
You have to have the contract just taken care of and done out of the way?
Yeah, I signed my contract today.
What have the last 2 weeks been like since you were drafted?
It was really an exciting moment and happy moment in my life to get drafted. And then it was time to get to work to prepare myself for this rookie mini camp and camp itself too. So,
what did you do specifically to prepare for this week? And then you're here for a while, right?
Yeah, just working out, studying, working on technique on the field, and that's about it.
Quinn, are you worried at all about what type of like football actual shape you're in, considering you probably are preparing for like a track meet all offseason long, and now you finally get back to practice?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
We were talking to your brother the day after you got drafted. He was talking about when he realized you had kind of had that NTU potential. You remember the first time, I don't want to say beat up because that's your brother, but you kind of realized, all right, he's 6 years older than me, but
yeah, I think he was in college. We got in a little bit of a fight. But yeah, that was the first time I ever got an upper hand on him, and the last time we had any problems.
Have you always just kind of been naturally one of those biggest, toughest, strongest guys at every level you played?
Yeah, I've always been big and played the game hard to the best of my ability. So I would say yes.
Where did you get your agility from? Chris Ballard showed us your pro day at Notre Dame and your ability to stretch. I mean, your size, to be able to, the flexibility you have is not normal.
Yeah, we had a great strength and conditioning staff at Notre Dame. Focused on flexibility, explosiveness, strength. So probably from them.
Quentin, you were obviously at Notre Dame the student athlete. And once you're drafted, this is now your job. Does it change your approach at all?
No, it doesn't change my approach. Still coming in every day, giving 100%. But it's just better now that I don't have to worry about school and I could give literally everything to football.
So this is who you are now, but this is what you do, your football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you've always wanted to do. Not always, but at some point, this is where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest thing you hope to gain this weekend before you get integrated back with the veterans and get involved with the rest of the program?
Just to get the technique down and also the playbook down. Especially the playbook. I don't want to have any mental errors on the field. So probably that.
Does the spotlight become a theme as high of a pick as you were? How do you approach that, embrace that? Do you care?
Not too much. I'm just doing everything that got me to where I am today. Like I said before, the approach doesn't change. Still coming in, trying to be the best teammate I could be and the best player I could be.
When you talk to Stein, though, for a little bit more in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they're great guys and have a lot to offer to me. I could learn a lot from them, and playing with them, too, would be awesome.
You talk about the pressure, whatever. But there is pressure. Again, they're finally got the offensive line fixed with you and Braden. Is that pressure you embrace, or is pressure not the right word, expectations?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I look forward to the opportunity to play with these guys and have a great season and a great offensive line chemistry together, and that's all I know.
Have you had more interaction with Andrew?
No.
I
met him at the combine, and he's an awesome guy and a great player. I've seen film on him when preparing for LSU, and he played extremely well that game. I was like, wow, that guard's really good, watching him. So I have a big appreciation for his game, and I was really happy when they drafted him. I think there's no better guys than the offensive line. Like, just being a part of a group that has to work together and cohesively to get a common purpose, common objective done excites me.
Did you ever want to play on a defensive line, though?
I mean, yeah, I played some defensive line in high school, and that was fun. But I just feel like O-line is better.